Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Sans Pants Radio, a cowboy's worst nightmare.
Oi nerds, wanna watch us play Dungeons & Dragons? Well, this August we're gonna be doing that over on twitch.tv/sanspantsradio. That's right, D&D is for Twitch featuring Plumbing the Death Star is running a three-part campaign where we get to push D&D face first in the mud and then take its lunch money. Part 1 starts August 11th for us, but August 10th for the rest of the world. To find out the exact times and dates, head on over to our Twitter, @SansPantsRadio, or @D&D is for Nerds for more information.
G'day, mates. This is Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask all the important questions like, what would you yesterday?
Welcome to the show, ATB.
Welcome to the show, all of you.
Thank you so much for having us,
That's
Alistair.
The danger of letting the guests introduce us that we've given them.
ATB is Alistair Tremblay Birchall. Yes. We went through all this rigmarole. We got to make sure that we introduce people properly.
Because people get mad at us. No.
Or like we had it, everyone has heard guest episodes of Plumbing the Death Star for listening to this. This is the first one, welcome. Yeah, anyway, at the start of an episode where we had a guest, we weren't introducing him at the start, they wouldn't talk, and we're like, no, we just don't say our names at first, which is bad, but we just go with it.
We cooked it years ago.
And we were committed to cooking it.
Flash Gordon!
Good choice. Well, so we've all forgotten. You get hit by a bus.
Yeah, hit by a bus. Yeah. Oh, what? No, shit.
We should probably explain the parameters of what the hell today's topic is.
Oh, yeah. So Danny Boyle's new film, famously titled Yesterday, gets hit by...
Someone writes a script, and as they're crossing the road, it drops to the floor. A bus hits it. is that what happens?
No. Okay. Yeah. There's a musician fella in this film. Yeah. He's like, oh, I'm a failing musician. Then there's a worldwide power outage.
Classic.
During that, he gets hit by a bus. Mm-hmm. He wakes up in hospital, and it turns out now the Beatles have never existed.
Okay, so who knew that the Beatles' mortal enemy was electricity?
Yes.
Or lack of electricity.
There's two beats in the film that I guess we'll have to cover.
Yeah.
Which is that he meets someone else that remembers the Beatles, and he meets John Lennon.
Yeah.
Who hasn't written the Beatles songs, but he's like, wow, I probably could have had that potential.
It's hilarious that John Lennon's like, I could have done that.
Oh, well.
But I didn't.
Does the music fella get John Lennon in this?
No.
Bullshit.
Also, the end of the film, spoilers, I guess, if you care for some fucked reason.
We don't. No one does.
I know. they don't reverse it. The movie ends and the Beatles still don't exist.
That's great.
Also, Harry Potter doesn't exist as a consequence for some reason.
All right. Really? So, Flash Gordon.
Yeah.
Okay, you wake up. How long till you realize?
I might go to my deathbed.
Nothing changes.
Well, because it's not just about like I want to make Flash Gordon. I just want to see that world where something that influential in pop culture doesn't exist.
Well,
wait, can I go further back? Gilgamesh, the poem of.
So. One of the basis for stories that we have
doesn't
exist.
Does that predate Beowulf.
Oh. Are you going to go back to the first story we have? Yeah.
The Bible doesn't exist.
There's stuff that predates that bullshit.
Okay.
Surely.
Homer's Odyssey.
Yeah.
Oh.
What is the first piece of literature?
Is it Beowulf? Beowulf?
Beowulf.
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 Beowulf. Beowulf. Beowulf.
Yeah.
That or Gilgamesh.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Hey, but
if you want to go even further back, hands don't exist.
Yeah, I was.
Fuck that! You can draw with like whatever, like little whatever tiny nubbin you'll have.
You got.
Eyes, JD. Yeah. Fuck them off.
Well, no, because the first fiction would have been a word of mouth.
You're right. No tongues.
Well, but still mouths. So you just can't use T's and and like THs.
You're right.
You need to have literally just a tiny hole for nuts.
What made humanity vocalize? What was the accident?
We started talking.
Yeah.
Presumably we just needed to communicate, but we started talking and our bodies made the decision between. Because we started talking, we can now choke on shit. And
Yeah.
So you want a world where instead of making the decision to talk, our ape ancestors were like, actually, I'd rather not choke.
Yeah.
Big bananas.
Big bananas.
And so we communicate exclusively through mime.
Through mime and a lot of deep throat.
Hey.
How do you realize?
Also,
you just wake up in a hospital and you turn around and you're like, whoa, and you're like, I am in hell.
The moment I start talking and they all point at me, deep throating whatever's in their hands, and I'm like, something's wrong.
So, because yesterday says that obviously this influences other things, so in a world where Flash Gordon does exist and nothing influence does, but in this, okay, so. First of all, my first thought is it means the movie Deep Throat doesn't exist because that isn't impressive anymore.
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God.
Shit.
What's to be done?
Which means that sexploitation boom never happened.
Okay. Fuck. I feel like we need to.
The mob made far less money.
Fuck.
Could the mob ever mobilize?
Without language.
So, wait, that means that then there's no organized crime. It's all just unorganized crime.
It's chaos.
It's a world in which there's only petty crimes, sort of smoking outside of hospitals and jaywalking.
General loitering.
Yeah. ATB, think bigger. They're smoking inside hospitals.
But do you wake up even in a hospital? Or do you just wake up in a savannah somewhere?
I can only assume some kind of savannah. Because if we're not choking... We wouldn't have
We can eat so many long things.
Yeah. Would we have cared so much about like food in terms of like taste? Or would it just be as much as you could cram in our gullet?
I mean, there's a possibility that you... I mean, I feel like I've talked about this with someone once before, but you could just keep eating and then things could just keep going down your intestine and then you could just be constantly shitting.
You wake up in hell.
Yeah. So you just have a trail of food going in and coming out at all times.
Potentially. I feel though I might wake up in a situation where it is Planet of the Apes-esque because humanity might have died.
No. I think it makes more sense that you're actually just following somebody else's shit trail and you're eating that. And then that's how we all follow each other. Like, you know, like ants communicate via pheromones and they just kind of leave.
Yeah.
And that's how we follow each other.
Yeah. So terrible, protracted human centipede.
Yeah. So instead of that, we've chosen to speak and choke. Now we just choke. And the way we communicate is like how ants do, just vomit into each other's mouths. Mm. Uh-huh. So we get those pheromones.
So you wake up as someone vomits to imply to you that you were okay after the bus crash. But you can't.
Buses still exist.
To find out, there's no Flash Gordon.
Okay, so...
Yeah, just like trying to be like... And they're like... And you're like...
I'm like, why are you doing this? And they look at me like eyes wide, mouth agape, vomiting more. Because they're so shocked.
Can you talk or just vomit?
Oh.
Yesterday, he can remember. He remembers the Beatles songs and can play them.
So I can talk.
Yeah.
I can't vomit on command. I can't communicate with these people. This is the worst.
This is like the worst Philip K. Dick sci-fi novel ever. Like, you get to the end of it and you're like, what was he trying to say? Like, is this about communication? I don't understand.
What?
So are you going to do anything about it or just
if we go back to early man.
Yeah, sure.
How would they have hunted?
Well, they hunted. They didn't hunt with their voices.
No. But like,
oi, animal, die!
No, you fucking idiot! Hey, mate, we're gonna go hunt this gazelle. If you go around the side, I'll go around the other side, and we'll pin it down together.
I need food. They would just make noises at each other. Grunts. Then they'd figure it out.
Which you can still do.
Yeah, chimps still kind of seem to work it out somehow. Yeah, like, it's a lot of like. You know, we're all kind of getting a bit agitated, or a bit hungry like that. Let's just go and find that spider monkey and tear it apart.
I agree. Exactly. I'm with you. I'm just saying, in terms of communication, in terms of hunting and all that kind of stuff.
You can still communicate.
I just don't think we would have been as sophisticated as we are currently.
I had not realized that chimps have such meth energy until just then.
Yeah, they're just like...
They're always scratching themselves.
Yeah, they got too many bugs in them. They need to get out.
So are you implying that humanity, because we now vomit into each other, are not hunting the same?
I would assume a lot of decisions down the line would be drastically different. Would wars exist? Hard to
say.
They'd
be worse.
Somehow.
So maybe we wouldn't hunt, you know, the normal way. We'd probably just do that, you know, dig a hole, sort of like Team Rocket would or something like that, so that people, you know, put the leaves and the branches over the top. Mm-hmm. Animals fall into it. Mm-hmm. Then you vomit into the thing to drown it. Mm. So, you know, as a team, you all kind of... it drowns, and then you sort of...
It was nice to give our core audience just a little reference to hold on to while they just listen to people drowning in vomit. Oh, they're like, oh, Team Rocket, I'll keep listening, even though I'm very unwell already.
So you can't change it. So, like, the beauty of the yesterday fella is that he can play the music of the Beatles.
That he remembers.
Do I get to meet that, like, first chimp who decided that, joking sucks?
So you're going to meet someone else that remembers when everyone else had language.
Just another person distraught, trying to, like, swat off these humans that are vomiting at them.
So then at least you'll be able to have...
Like, I hate this. I hate this.
You'll be able to have a conversation at least.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Mm.
You got another person in this...
I'm assuming we fall in love.
Yeah, we have to.
100%.
Yeah.
Good.
Or you'll argue all the time.
Look, much the same. Am I right, fellas?
Yeah. I think so.
And then you meet, but you can't meet the first person to start talking because that was the
maybe
thing
you just see some bones and you're like, oh yeah,
because it would have happened
maybe
so long
this
ago.
This particular race of humanity somehow developed resurrection.
Yeah, or you kind of because
fucking okay,
society hasn't moved on. From those ancient times, you kind of still live in this ancient time, and you meet sort of a direct descendant of the first man.
Yeah,
I thought you were going to say we live in such an ancient time that no one's learnt to die yet.
This was pre. I mean, there would have been at some point, maybe, you know, an evolutionary thing where it was like, oh, maybe what if we don't die? And then those people probably, I don't know, would you...
Look, you know what? I agree with you, right? So we don't choke, we don't die.
That's
the kind of evolutional trait we went in. We were like, you know what? Fuck talking. And look, choking's a bad thing. And now everyone doesn't die. This is amazing. Well, everyone's old and I'm vomiting in my mouth and I'm scared.
There might have been some society eons ago that didn't die. And that was a huge problem because they ran out of food. And so then... The only way to stop this civilization was to decapitate each other. Mm-hmm. And that because you can't die, but you can just be in pieces sort of, you know, collecting dust.
Yeah,
in the ground,
Highlander
like
kind
that.
Of stuff.
Yeah,
cut off their
like
heads.
That.
Right.
And so then those that bloodline ended, and then those who die sort of flourished.
I think that makes sense. It was a trade-off.
Exactly. You know, you can choke on a chicken bone or...
not die.
One of those kind of situations.
Okay, well... Uh-huh.
You've changed Earth, definitely.
Yeah.
But you remembering that you can talk hasn't really benefited you at all.
No.
Because your physiology is still different, right?
Yeah. I've got vocal flaps or whatever. They've got like a vomit sac.
Yeah. Your life is still hell and then you die in a pit somewhere
being vomited on. I guess I'd be seen as some kind of mutation. I might get dissected for science.
Yeah.
Vomit science.
If they have science.
Yeah.
I think the best way to judge all of our choices is whether or not it would have been better if the boss just killed you.
Definitely.
Oh, God, in a heartbeat. Yeah. Oh, give me that sweet release of boss.
So this is definitely would be better off if the boss killed
you. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So with that incredibly high bar, anyone else?
Okay, mine is also physiological, but not quite as horrible. I'd like to get hit by a bus and wake up in a world where no one has figured out jumping yet. But I know how to jump.
That's good.
So people are capable of jumping, unlike Zammit's hell.
Question. Yeah. Can people hop?
No, people are like, I can walk, that's it. And then I stand up in the hospital, bow my legs, bend my legs slightly, and do a little hop.
All right, question again. Yeah. Just how I would never have gone through my life not realizing Flash Gordon had never existed.
Yeah.
Jumping and yourself.
I love jumping. I jumped this morning at the station. I did a little hop.
Yeah. I have so many more questions than I was going to have.
Because, well, think about it. You wake up. What do you watch first? A parkour video. Right? And then suddenly you wake up after being hit by this bus. Yeah. And you wake up in hospital. You go to your YouTube, you know, and you type in parkour, and there are no French free runners.
Yeah.
Right?
Did what? You mean Park Life, the Blur song? I'm like, no.
I don't think so.
But I'll watch it anyway.
It's great to imagine parkour with no jumping, where they, like, run along a ledge and then hop down.
Crawl alongside like a metal post and then reach over to a wall.
There's like one where there's a bigger gap that they need to jump, and it's just them running to the edge and being like, can't be done.
Yeah.
They run to the edge and then turn around and run. Parkour is less cool. Hey, what I like now is that basketball hoops have to be way lower.
Well, not necessarily. Because
I guess it's just no slam dunks anymore. Yeah, and the dunking's out.
Basketball without dunking. God, there's something about it.
Dunking's out. No.
What about other animals that like jump? So, do kangaroos exist?
No, kangaroos just walk.
So you've just ruined dunkaroos. Just saying,
they're called walkaroos.
Oh my god,
now.
Dunkaroos involve dunking and kangaroos.
Kangaroos still walk.
Sports that are out: high jump,
yep.
Long jump. Well, hurdles could still exist.
You just
it's an endurance to see how many
hurdles you can hit and not stop.
It tests your running abilities, but also your pain tolerance.
I guess high jump could just be high step over.
Yeah, that's true.
Long step over. What's the biggest step you can take?
I feel like that high jump doesn't exist, but I reckon long jump still would. Yeah. Long step.
Long step.
How far can you stretch?
About my leg
width?
High vaulting thingy. What do you call it?
Pole vault. No, you just slam the pole into the ground and stop, and the pole falls over.
How deep inside you it goes?
Can you climbing exists?
Climbing exists, but and falling, I guess, exists as well.
I mean, long jump. You could sort of picture that as you run, and then when you get to the line, you have to just stop as abruptly as you can, and then watch yourself fall like drag along the sand.
So when you, like, say when you're falling,
yeah,
and as a way to kind of brace impact so you don't, you know, hurt yourself, you kind of like fall with it, so you kind of like bend your legs.
Yeah, yeah.
That out?
No, that's
just
out.
Straight
it's
legs.
Too involved in jumping. Everybody slaps their knees when they fall.
Oh. Super Mario Brothers is unbeatable.
Oh, yeah.
Why is this still the sign?
What happened to Jump Man? What happened to Jump
Man? He was called Walk Man.
Or just Man.
Wait, what about the Walkman?
The Walkman exists.
Got sued by Nintendo.
So many ramifications.
Yeah, so Mario Brothers, Mario 1 would open. You walk to that first green pipe, and then the game is over.
Well, yeah. No,
not even that.
The first Goomba.
You're
thinking Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Think about Donkey Kong.
Oh, yeah. I know, there's ladders in that.
Yeah.
But those barrels.
But yeah, that first barrel.
That first barrel.
Can you avoid it by being on the ladder, or can you go past
the ladder? You could probably...
I think you can beat Donkey Kong with no jumping.
No, you absolutely can't beat it. You might be able to beat the first level.
Yeah,
but
not the whole game. Yeah,
all those original games often make you do a jump straight off the bat because it's meant to be like, this is how you play the game.
Yeah.
Old video games, like, we force you to do a thing. So
I like that they've still kept the level design as if jumping were real, but they're like...
Maybe they'll replace... jumping with crawling. So Mario will run and then crawl under something.
Under the barrels.
Yeah.
Slide under.
And you have to crawl underneath the Goomba and stand up to kill it.
Or they could give Mario judo skills.
Yeah, that's true.
And so he could pick up the Goomba and use its energy against itself.
Ah,
slam it into the ground.
Self-defense brothers.
Ah, judo man. Love that game.
Yeah, oh,
But bend the pipe.
Yeah.
When you're not picking someone up and it's so close to jumping.
Yeah, nobody's figured out. They've just not quite grasped that they could do this alone.
Does everyone freak out when their feet aren't touching the ground?
No, they're used to that. They just don't know they can do it themselves.
Well, what about running upstairs? Because if you're running upstairs, there's a point where both of your feet aren't on the ground and it is kind of a jump.
No one's figured that out.
Yeah.
So people
people are slow upstairs.
They have to one step at a time.
Yeah.
Always have to have one foot on the ground.
Always on the ground. It's like speed walking. Or whatever.
Yeah. It's kind of like is it Con Air?
Yeah.
No, in Face Off.
Yeah.
The magnetic locks.
Yeah.
Feet always
Everyone
on the ground.
Everyone kind of has that going on.
ACB, that's a great point. Because in speed walking, the rule is one foot on the ground at all time. Because in normal running, that isn't the case.
Yeah.
Which means that normal running is just speed walking.
How great does
people
that make...
People can't run anymore.
How great does that make hurdles now? You just speed walk towards a hurdle and slam it.
You could set a barrel roll by just leaning your back on it.
Everything is about going under and digging.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know that first, the first animated video of the horse running?
Yeah.
And how it can kind of see its feet are off the ground?
Yeah.
None of that.
The horse stays on the ground at all times.
It's like the very first video was a horse trotting.
Yeah. So animals can't jump either.
No. Well, they could if they could figure it out.
Oh, man.
So it's
what
not...
about insects? Oh, a lot of crawling little buggers, huh?
Yeah.
So... It's
do you know that the flea can crawl? The fact of a flea.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, because I was wondering if it was kind of like, I don't know, birds can fly and people can't.
Yeah.
So they'd just be like, oh, animals can jump. But no, you're...
No.
No jumps.
No jumps. Animals...
Birds have to, because again, generally with birds, they're like a little bit of a hop to fly. Mm. None of that. Straight lift off.
So birds...
Yes, that was right. Straight lift off. Bird is on the ground and then in the air and it flies away like a helicopter.
You have killed off fleas though. Now that I think about it,
yeah,
because they breed by jumping from one say creature to the other. Oh, they can't do that.
No, they can crawl though.
Cats don't run away anymore. Can't jump the fence.
Oh, fuck.
That's true.
Cats are a land creature now.
You've created so many more happy children.
What I'm excited for is when I introduce jumping to the world. Yeah.
All the firemen out of a job catching
cats out of the tree.
Yeah.
Fires still exist.
Oh, wait, no, they can still climb.
Yeah.
And
we're good. We're good.
And fires still exist.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God there's fires.
Right.
But I like when I introduce jumping.
Can fire jump?
No. It crawls. When I introduce jumping to the world and it's seen as a big, frightening, it's in the newspapers, should we jump? You know what I mean? Is jumping the cause of the rot in society?
So falling exists, but jumping doesn't.
And in Yesterday, again, I haven't seen this film, but for some reason I know the
entire
plot.
You're the Yesterday expert.
So he admits at the end of the film, at an Ed Sheeran concert, that he didn't write these songs, and everyone boos him, and then he plays Love, and everyone's like, actually, no, that's all right.
Yeah.
And they clap.
Fucking who cares? Most artists don't write their own songs. Shut up!
Yeah.
Does that mean that then you go on stage at Ed Sheeran's concert and jump, and everyone's like, oh my God. Jump by Van Halen doesn't exist.
Oh my God!
Well, I imagine I wake up in the hospital.
What happens to David Lee Roth's career? Better?
Is that jump around? Jump,
no,
jump?
That also doesn't exist.
That also doesn't. Walk around quickly.
Walk, you might as well around. Walk. Walk!
It's going to take me a while to realize.
Dancing's off.
Well, no, not all dancing.
Shuffling is on.
Shuffling still counts.
Ballet's ruined.
Yeah.
You've ruined the ballet.
Crowds at punk bands don't know what to do.
They squat up and down.
Do you think that there's a way that you could make a bunch of money off of this?
Yeah, well, if I'm the first man to jump, it's novel. I could charge people to come see.
Well, the thing is, but surely everyone's calf muscles are weakened.
People go to jump, snap their Achilles.
Actually, people's calf muscles are stronger because of all the squatting people are doing in place
that
of jumping.
That does hamstrings, not calves.
Everyone's ass is exceptional.
Yeah.
Firm as they could be.
It's great to wake up in hospital and be like, I'm in the
humanity
good ass
is dummy thick.
I guess in this universe, everyone's dummy thick. Cool. And then I figure out later, no, it's from jumping. When I'm jumping at the station and everyone's like, ah!
What is What's this he man doing? Doing?
And I'm like, it's called jumping, and I invented it.
I guess you just run a school, like a one-on-one lesson. Basically, you just kick the ground really hard.
Man, it is hard to explain jumping. Yeah.
And it means that Fortnite will put jump in as a emote and won't...
They won't credit
yeah,
me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then you'll sue them.
I will.
And get nothing. So the your person you meet who also knows what jumping is...
I have to kill them.
Okay.
What?
Because they'll give the secret away. I want my school to be exclusive.
Would you be teaching them how to jump? Or
work together.
Yeah, as a teacher. Would you be teaching you how to jump, or would you try and make a device to help aid in the jumping?
Well, I think, well, because I know how to jump.
Like, you know, the Mario Bros. Live action movie.
Oh, like actually, jumping boots? Yeah.
If you want to kill someone, jump on them to death, Mario Bros. Style. No one will be able to solve
the cops
crime.
Will be like, what happened? Did a guy walk on him heavily? This is
no,
so
man,
confusing.
Is that heavy?
I don't understand. Except that guy knows how to jump as well. So it's just the two of us trying to jump on each other.
But then that ruins your business proposition, because then you're suddenly you're like, well, I can't tell people that I can jump, because they'll easily trace it back to this
one guy
who can
the
jump.
One jumping
Plus,
man.
You've like this like satanic panic, but in jumping.
That's what I mean.
Jumping leads to death.
Who is this man introducing rot to society, i.e. the jump?
We are ground creatures. Mostly.
You'll probably get blamed for a lot of deaths. People are like, hey, no one could jump off bridges before this.
People aren't going to know how to jump responsibly. Yeah. You're right.
People could walk off bridges, sure.
Walk and fall.
But that extra little bit of height, that's sort of half a meter,
that's what's killing them.
People. It's also funny for people not to know like how far jumping, like what jumping's capable of.
Yeah.
To see like a massive distance and be like, can I jump this? Like, no, that's not how it works. You can only jump a little bit. It's not very useful. I don't understand.
Are you also training animals? Like, if you get a grass... a grasshopper.
Grasshopper, jump.
Because it's like, if every animal isn't jumping, there's something wrong with this world.
That's just the world. Hey,
is gravity heavier?
No. People just haven't figured it out. Grasshoppers are capable of it. They just don't know they can. I can't communicate to a grasshopper.
Is it something
idiot,
to do with
you
like
can jump?
Like the planetary zeitgeist
it's
kind
just,
of thing. The moment one person does, then everyone starts.
It's just
doing
happenstance. It just happenstance that in all the permeations of reality, this is the one where no one figured out jumping, and no animal did.
You might
either.
Be killed as a witch.
I should be.
All right, so. Better, like, would it have been better to get hit by a bus and
no,
die?
No, why?
This life rolls.
This is the best. I'm so powerful.
Everyone can squat better than you.
My ass is the worst ass on the planet.
This is going to be, man wakes up in hospital, has a terrible ass. Yeah. We didn't think this was possible.
They're like man giving... with terrible ass thinks he's better than us.
Actually worse.
Imagine them giving me my physical and being like, what's wrong with your ass? I'm like, what?
You're just not dummy thick.
Yeah, you're not dummy thick. Giving it a feel. This is all wrong.
This is the worst ass.
That's scary as well, because I wouldn't know I was in an alternate reality and would have no idea. I was like, why are these doctors insulting me?
Or is it because we kind of see in our society, because doing a lot of squats is considered very like, oh, hard work. Look at that ass. It's looking in like peak physical condition because they're doing so well for themselves.
Yeah.
Whereas in this universe, because everyone is that, you're the one that stands out.
That's
so
true.
Maybe man wakes up in hospital, world's greatest ass.
It's so small.
It's so small and his calves are huge. Small ass, big calves. The perfect man.
People start calling you thick.
Yeah.
He's dummy thick in the calf department.
People always want what they don't have.
That's
if
true.
Everyone has a dummy thick ass, you're going to be desirable.
And nobody has dummy thick calves. Quite like this boy.
Neither do you.
Compared to everyone else, I'm jumping mildly more.
So just taking it back to the start.
No, skipping.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Before we move on with this, in what situation this morning did you jump at the train station?
Oh, I don't know. I was listening to music. Part of the dance was a jump.
Oh, so you were dancing at a train station with music in your headphones and you hopped.
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
No, hey. I'm full of beans. Permanently.
If I was at that train station, I would have looked at you and been like, what is that guy doing?
I might hit him.
I wonder if he's got a wallet, because I bet he does not look after it. I reckon I can take that wallet.
I reckon I can just ask and he'll give it to me and only realize later what's happened.
Wait,
I need that.
When you remember that you forgot to touch on, you'll be like, oh, I can't now. I gave that guy my wallet.
He needed it more than
me. He robbed me.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Also, hey, plumbing is all cranberries and spice, but did you know that we produce at least 8 other podcasts? Like, maybe you wish Dusha was missing, presumed dead, and instead it was just Zammit, Jackson, and their good friends Adam and Cass immersing themselves in the fantasy world of Dungeons & Dragons and pretending to be elves or whatever. If this sounds like you, then why not head to sanspantsradio.com and search for D&D is for Nerds, our Dungeons & Dragons real play podcast that's far better than it has any right to be. Anyway.
What I'm going to get yesterday, didn't forget. Mm. Well, you know what I mean. We're 30 minutes in, everyone gets it. Sleeping! And I'm going to realize straight away because I'm going to wake up in a grave because the fact I'm unconscious instantly will mean that they'll be like, he's dead.
So
no one's gone to sleep before.
So falling unconscious also never happens.
No. Karma's-
also, dying hasn't happened.
No.
They didn't check for a pulse? I like that this world also buries and doesn't just cremate you. Fuck you.
Well, one's ever unconscious.
Yeah.
So you're either unconscious, which is dead, or conscious.
There's no point. You don't need to check a pulse. Even if everyone can be doctors now. Eyes closed, dead.
If they felt your pulse and felt a heartbeat, they'd be like, well, we don't understand how he died.
So I wake up. Hopefully I'm awake before I'm completely buried.
Or you just do that 1-inch punch from Kill Bill and get yourself out.
Look, I'm confident I could dig myself out of
the
grave.
I got faith in you.
I don't.
Well, there's an air pocket. It's fine.
Yeah.
It would be very easy to be successful at things because no one has slept. I will rest and be clever.
So is it like my jump world where sleep is possible but nobody's figured it out, or are we physiologically incapable of sleep?
I feel like that at this point maybe people don't have
No, because I like if it's physically possible but nobody's ever figured it out, that just means that everybody's having terrible micro sleeps all the time and blacking out for several seconds in it.
That's a good point. Yeah, let's go with that.
Because then everybody's exhausted and delusional.
Yeah.
I would try really hard. The expected lifespan is probably 10
maybe
days.
5 to be honest.
So you're the only old guy around. Like, you're not like, old, but you know.
You know what? No, yeah, like
I got hit by a bus, I wake up, I'm still on the floor, the bus never existed.
Yeah, like I think the longest a human can stay awake with is isn't it like It's about seven days. That guy was sleeping. That's why he was having micro sleeps, but he just didn't realize.
Did he die?
No, because he had a big sleep. But
yeah, that's a one thing with sleep deprivation gets to a point where I think like it's a week or 2 weeks is fine, but if you go further than that, it causes permanent brain damage.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. But if you're having micro sleeps, so if they are, it just means that everybody is wired and loopy and delusional all the time.
Yeah, and but they have to get to a certain age where they're capable of breeding.
Yes.
Yeah.
So 9 or something.
All right.
I've done some research. Rare for plumbing the death star.
A bit of a quick research. It's possible that given enough time, sleep deprivation can kill you. While no human being is known to have died from staying awake, animal research strongly suggests it could happen. After 32 days of total sleep deprivation, all the rats were dead.
Well, a human being's not a rat, so...
Means no rats in my world.
Curiously, researchers still do not agree on the cause of death.
Well, there you go.
Fried brain, too tired.
So
rats can't handle it. Human beings in this world, turns out we can live without sleep.
Yeah.
Science has yet to prove or disprove anything.
Just it's an alternate universe where permeation of the reality fold where nobody's figured out sleep yet, but it won't kill us.
Yeah.
So sleep won't kill us. Yeah. How are you changing that?
Yeah. What are you?
How are you being seen as the superior?
It's very
being...
funny if you're like, check this out, and you go to sleep, and they're like, he died again.
I just keep waking up buried, and I'm like, fuck, no, I'm sleeping.
They're like, also, we don't know what that means. Let me explain it to you again. When I am, my eyes are shut, I am not dead.
Check my balls. What?
You're what?
So you have to like start locking yourself in a cage when you do these demonstrations so that they can't get to you?
Eight hours later.
My cage is underground. I'm like, I'm not dead.
Why do they keep thinking this? Yeah. I like that everybody's going to be quite spaced out. I feel like you're going to wake up. Oh, well, no, I guess they just buried you. But like surgeons and stuff aren't going to be. Nobody's paying attention to the job they're doing is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
And they're very like they're getting upset with you for even bothering them to try and look at this. And they go, what are you doing? I'm trying to operate here.
Yeah, please stop talking to me.
On this awoken person.
No. Anesthetic doesn't exist. Coffee. Is there a reason?
Like,
people drink coffee for the taste. Yeah. And I guess for staying awake.
People in this reality should not be drinking coffee. Don't add caffeine to that.
Well, they don't need to.
Yeah, but it still tastes
good.
Well,
they might be able to get tired. They can feel tired.
Yeah, everyone feels tired all the time.
So coffee, I guess, is...
If anything, there's more coffee.
There's no beds.
Yeah. Extra room in the house. Houses are smaller. Yeah.
Bedrooms are just called rooms. This is my lounge room. This is my bathroom. This is my room.
Yeah,
you're basically living here when I'm very tired but don't know what to do.
You're basically living in like Edward Cullen's room, you know, house.
No bedroom.
Just an empty space.
People go stand in there for the nighttime. People get more done, but the work is worse.
Yeah. Where I'll just be like, guys, close your eyes. But don't die. Just close your eyes.
I do think that you would have to keep it a secret for a long time. And you probably have to like sleep in a closet where nobody's going to find you.
Because I'm just going to keep waking up buried.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Everyone waking up buried. So, but then you keep getting way older than everybody else.
That's
suddenly you get all this attention and people, there will be more scrutiny on you.
Mm-hmm. Mm. They'll dissect you.
Yeah.
How does he keep coming back from the dead?
Again, it would be like, well, if you're sleeping for 8 hours, there is an 8-hour window where you're uncontactable. People are going to be sus.
Yeah.
Mm. I get all my best work done at night. I put my phone on sleep mode. No, there's no sleep mode! No!
Phones buzzing constantly.
TVs use power all the time. They're either on or they're dead.
I think at first you're going to have to, like, once you're older than people might start listening to you on like, what's your secret? And then I think the only way you're going to be able to explain it to them is by saying, okay, what I do is I go and die for 8 hours a night.
Yeah.
And so I do a lot of my dying while I'm alive.
Yep.
In order to push back actual death.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, right, you must teach us how
to do this. Yeah. Some micro deaths.
Micro deaths. To stay alive longer, I must die once a day.
What's crazy is that in this world, people are capable of falling unconscious. Mm. So many people have just been buried alive. Yep. So many people have woken up in a coffin like, oh, wait.
Well, your mate who also remembers, they're buried.
Yeah, they're dead.
Also, I'm thinking just transport and travel. Mm. Like the speed limits of cars must be very low. Because if everyone's having micro sleep,
absolutely.
There's just going to be like, oh yes, the maximum speed of a car, 20 k's per hour.
I think it would just have to be straight roads. Everyone walks everywhere.
I don't think there's cars. Rail.
Yeah.
Automated rail.
Yeah. People miss their stops constantly.
What about other animals?
Yeah, can other animals sleep?
Oh, I'm just imagining all animals are furious.
All animals are furious. I'm just imagining a horse constantly kicking.
I think animals will have evolved for their gestation cycles to be really short because they die at such early ages.
Yeah.
And so then there'll be loads and loads of animals around, but then also loads and loads of dead animals around. So most people's job will be picking up the bodies
bodies of dead corpses. Animals.
Yeah. Smell of this world, worse.
Yeah. Bears no longer exist because everyone keeps finding dead bears in caves. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, we should check that. Can the animals sleep, but humanity just thinks they're dying? Oh, I got a new puppy. Man, why do puppies die so quickly? The only animals that stay alive are fish because nobody sees a fish asleep. Man, this is hell. I guess birds you don't see a lot of the time. I'm trying to think of animals you rarely see asleep.
Yeah, well, birds in captivity, unfortunately, die a lot quicker than birds in the wild.
They can't figure it out. People just assume birds turn into bats overnight.
Yeah. All zoos are just like, grand opening of a zoo, day one. Oh, no.
Hey, how do we deal with the baby problem? Babies sleep.
Oh, what people do is that they never look at babies. And then found that was the solution because we kept killing babies. We kept burying babies by looking at them.
That's so funny. Yeah. Babies are born and they're put into a dark room where no one can see.
Yeah, and so you just kind of go in and you make sure that you don't look at them, but you just feed them. That's the best way to keep babies alive because if you look at them, they die.
Yeah. And you just feed them, and then eventually they hit a certain age where it's good. We figured this out through rigorous testing where you can look at a baby now as a toddler and it'll be okay.
No, it's not going to die. Toddlers. Oh, boy.
But at what point do we forget that we need to sleep?
I think at some, you know, quite early on, the babies have to learn that you don't go to sleep because people freak out.
So
it's learned behavior.
Yeah, so you learn to just kind of do, like, there's a length of blink that you can do that allows you to get a micro sleep in, but that everybody doesn't freak out.
That's so funny because that means we're born knowing we have to sleep, and then we're told that no, sleep is death.
No, you're wrong. You don't need to sleep.
There's not going to be a giant heroin problem because the moment someone nods off.
Yeah. That's right.
ODing is so much easier. Alcohol is scary. You know, when you get that pleasant, sleepy, out, like, drunk feeling, that's like, I'm going to die soon.
I'm going to wake up. I'm going to get buried.
Yeah.
But powdered substances skyrocket.
Oh, absolutely.
Speed and cocaine. Live large.
Yeah, through the roof. Then you're like, you know that tired feeling you constantly have?
Yeah.
It's gone for a bit.
Do a line. You feel great.
Yeah, I think they'll have like cocaine on. But every house will have like a cocaine tap.
Yeah,
but not a cocaine tap.
Yeah, wow. Just like where powder just comes out, and you pour yourself a pint of cocaine. Ah, like the British do. Warm cocaine. So
warm. Room temperature.
Of course, in the UK they like the brown cocaine.
Yes.
And it's mouthfuls like the cinnamon challenge.
Yeah. rubbing in your gums.
Everybody's faces are just white all the time, powdered.
Yeah.
So
just like everyone's face is also kind of just caved in from chewing too much. Yeah.
And you can never sleep off like a drug buzz.
Oh, nope.
You just gotta keep it going.
You just that.
I think I figured out the baby problem.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Didn't they used to rub cocaine on babies' gums or something to make them cry?
Probably something like that.
Just heaps more now.
Just, yeah, now it's heaped. Maybe an IV drip.
Or like a baby's bottle full of coke.
And that means maybe like.
Like, people, talcum powder.
You know, like having a collapsed septum will just kind of be adulthood.
Yeah. Everyone just has one. Nostril now.
Yeah.
And maybe just an open wound.
And no face. Well, no, yeah,
I think
no
probably
teeth.
Your gums will recede and disappear. So it'll just kind of, everybody will get bonier instead of just.
What we won't be called humans. We'll be called whole faces.
We named ourselves. Yeah. What a terrible world to wake up to after digging yourself out of the grave. You're going to dig yourself right back in. Nah, I'm good.
I'll get hit by a bus again straight away because the bus driver will be having a micro sleep.
Exactly. Wait, but you
how
won't
did
die
you survive being unconscious in this hospital?
Well, I guess, I just got hit by a bus and I was like, oh, he's dead. Bury him straight away.
You wake up being lowered into a car.
Wait, no, I'm alive. Like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God, shoot him. He is a member of the undead. Yeah. Oh, he's a baby man. Because your face would be normal.
Quickly, give this man some coke.
It's an undead baby man. End him.
And then they'd shoot you in the mouth. Don't.
Luckily, you had been wearing your diaper when you were crossing the road. Yeah. Nothing but your giant nappy. That was the only thing that saved you. It made everybody look avert their gaze
exactly.
from you.
Oh, no, a baby. Just I don't want to kill
him. Put him in a dark room.
Someone feed this baby that bottle of Coke.
Whoa, guys. This fuck.
What is happening? You're all, you look like okay. monsters.
So, I want to say day four, your heart might give out.
Yeah, look, my heart is not used to that much cocaine or that much stimulant. Although, I remember, I can still go to sleep.
Yeah, but they're going to like think something's wrong. They're going to be...
I would have to get out of the hospital straight away.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I just don't think you're ever going to get a chance to teach people about sleep. Because every time you fall asleep, they'll dump coke on your head. And then your heart will give out and they'll be like, what a weird baby man.
So everyone is like got a cave face and a strong heart. Hearts, the human race, hearts as big as Farlap.
Was I better off being killed by the boss? I don't think so.
For that incredible 3-day high.
Yeah. And plus the one bonus, no sleep apnea.
Oh, hey! That's true. Yeah. Everybody has
maybe wake apnea.
No dreams. Just the term dreams doesn't exist.
How's that different from what I'm doing now?
But what would Martin Luther King talk about? I had a woken moment.
I had a thought.
I've been thinking.
Which is rare because people can't focus in that world.
Everyone's like, holy shit, we should listen to this guy.
Yeah, man, one uninterrupted thought.
A lot of assassination attempts. It'd just be attempts.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Everyone's shaken, got the jitters.
People would be like, remember when JFK died? And you'd be like, shot? And you'd be like, no, his driver crashed the car. Then a bullet hit a passerby.
The JFK assassination is the assassination of some guy on the side of the road. It was just JFK was present, so we named it after him.
Every big historic event just becomes slapstick comedy because no one's really paying attention.
I struggled with coming up with a good thing, a good yesterday thing that could get yesterdayed, but I thought, what if nobody had ever invented sliding your fingers into things? So like,
hell yes.
So the ring industry didn't exist, obviously.
Yep. Uh-huh. Yep.
No gloves.
So we
poking.
Tasting stuff that's on your finger.
Out of the way.
You got your finger covered in powdered sugar.
Like
you're
scratching your ear.
Yeah.
That's out.
Look, someone
sucking
needs to bring it up.
Gone.
Fingering.
Yes. Thank what? God.
Oh my God, I hadn't considered that one.
No fingering. No. That's so sad.
Ball play gets a lot harder.
Yeah.
No, it's more mouths now, I guess.
Wetter.
Yeah.
Which is, that's usually the point of foreplay. So maybe we've made it better.
Hey, we've streamlined foreplay.
We've removed some of the options. A lot of the problem with foreplay was
too much going on, guys. It's overstimulation,
So you show up in this world where no one's come up with
sliding fingers into things.
And foreplay is unbelievable because there's less choices to make. And so people know straight away what to do. And you show up and you disrupt this world. Right, and you go, what about this? And you show it with a baguette on some YouTube video and you push your finger into it. They go, what was that? It seemed like your finger disappeared for a second. You go, no, it was inside the baguette.
Right? It's called sliding your finger into a thing. What?
And they go, but could we use that, let's say, during foreplay, which is the sort of the most straightforward thing known to humanity? And you go, absolutely. That's what we did where I came from. John Lennon used to do it all the time. But here, he doesn't know about it.
What's great is that in this world, people are putting on shoes.
They know
about sliding a bit of your body into a thing.
It's funny.
The hands have never come up.
Occasionally, you slide your finger into things accidentally.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like down the back of a couch?
Yeah.
Searching for things?
Hey, what about sleeves on clothes?
Wait.
Yeah,
wait.
I guess everything is button up all the way around.
Is it fingers or hands?
Yeah.
Because the mittens exist, but the gloves don't.
Yeah.
I just don't think that you could put your fingers through any kind of hoop, any kind of circle.
So putting on clothes now is it's all shawls because
or like you know like a button up shirt will button up all the way up.
Sleeve. Like a T button. Down your arms.
A singlet will just button up near the top there. Those will just be push studs at the top.
Get a lot of shawls, a lot of kind of like long kind of robe kind of
and
thing.
And strange buttoned garments.
Or just kind of like a robe but with no sleeves.
Yeah.
Just like a big hole for your neck.
Yeah, and you have to pull everything up from the bottom.
Yeah,
is that right?
Like, yep.
And then it ties up around the you know, around the top of your neck.
A lot of strange jumpsuits.
You meet John Lennon, you'd be like, "Hey, in my world, you used to finger your wife." He's like, "I am capable of that. Yes,
that's a thing I could do.
I could imagine that actually. Yeah.
Like that song I wrote, Imagine, and we're like, "Yes, you're still the Beatles in this world."
Imagine your fingers could go through circles.
No. It's easy if you try. No, what the fuck? Why he got shot. Oh, wait, yeah, he probably got killed in this world still because of his controversial song, Imagine.
No, think about a gun. Oh, my finger in the trigger.
That's true.
Yeah.
You can still have guns. You just have to squeeze the handle.
You have to shoot them that old style, like in country, in the Western movies where
fanning the hammer.
Yeah, the hammer back.
That means John Lennon got lit up.
but no automatic weapons.
Hey, that's true. That's good.
If anything, it's like the whole world is Australia.
Yeah. Hey, that means two out of these four situations of prevented the death of JFK.
It almost seems like we live in the worst alternate universe. Yeah,
absolutely. It's so funny to imagine fucking up fingering someone for the first time because you don't know quite what you're doing. Just looking at your fingers, looking at a vagina, looking back at your fingers and being like, what the fuck? But slamming your hand into it.
But I think there would be a lot of backlash at this guy who fucked up foreplay that was so straightforward.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And added these options and people are free up, and then that's what stopped men from being as into foreplay. You know, these days it's like it's really
too much choice.
It's too much choice. It would be easier to not have arms. That's what some guys will do. That's once fingering becomes invented, guys will just cut off their hands or their arms.
Yeah. Sorry, I can't. I'll have to use my mouth.
Again, old style.
Did you become sort of a villainous figure, like Mr. Finger or something? Listen to Mr. Finger.
It would be hard not to. And that's you waving your finger, which is okay.
Yeah. You can waggle your finger.
Picking your nose out of the question. Yep.
Getting stuff out of your teeth with your fingers, picking not happening.
Well, that's I'm thinking like surgery where they have to kind of get the fingers in. Digging out a bullet or whatever.
You just got to look and hope.
Yeah, you use a lot of magnets and stuff.
Like a big stick to poke that through.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can put other stuff in stuff.
Okay.
For some reason, the thing I keep going back to is getting a scoop of Nutella or peanut butter out of a jar with my finger.
Yeah, something that you shouldn't be doing in this world, let alone the other world.
Using a spoon?
Yeah, I suppose just spoons.
Scissors, they're hard to use now.
Scissors do become just... They're all shears, like you're trimming a bush. Which you'll need to do now.
Yes. Absolutely. You're getting down there.
I feel like mouth is far more intimate than fingering.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Just a very brave statement there.
Yeah. You've invented ass play, just saying.
Oh,
that's right. Well, except for analingus, of course.
Yeah. Except for analingus. You know, a strap on or just pegging. Look. I guess you just added another repertoire to
us. Hey, sweet, another thing I put in an arse. Yes. That rules.
Yeah, but again, maybe it's too much choice. You know, maybe
have you revolutionized the dildo world where now you get dildos in the shape of fingers?
Well, that's exotic. That's quite exciting.
Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah. It'll be like those dragon dildo guys that you've been telling me about.
That we won't shut up about.
So suddenly you'll have just dildos that are just a fist doing sort of the gun motion, the gun hand motion.
One big finger, a single finger on its own.
But it also means... Sorry, you go.
The tagline will be, it's like a dildo but way smaller and less good.
With fingernails.
Everyone, there's gonna be a second sexual revolution that's like, actually, this is bad.
Go back to males.
But what I think will be good is that in this world, holding two fingers up won't be some weird sex thing. You know, like that makes it look like you're trying to get somebody to smell your finger.
Yeah. You can do this.
And the shocker.
And you can say,
the shocker doesn't exist.
You can say, hey, smell my finger. And people be like, okay. Smells like whatever.
Yeah, smells like a finger.
Yeah.
Smells like an ass.
What is that, cantaloupe? You go, yeah, it dripped on my finger while I was eating it.
Cool.
Could you still have the shocker, but it's now a mouth movement? Is there a way to make a mouth movement that implies both a vagina and an anus are involved?
Like tongue and nose.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
Shocker.
One big lick.
Oh, it's just like a big, like, just a big camel.
Like a cow lick, yeah.
Yeah, cow lick.
The shocker, you know.
Just trying to think of other things that will be ruined now by not being able to slide one's fingers.
Well, weddings, obviously.
Yeah, rings.
Because you won't be able to finger your wife. Yeah. Or your wife won't be able to finger you.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I guess... You can still wear anklets. I'm like, what replaces the wedding ring? You wear anklets, you can wear a necklace.
I can, like, tying things. Oh, wait, can you tie things around? Yeah, like a bit of string you tie around. Those kind of old
traditions.
It's
almost not around your finger.
But you could tie it around your finger, but you're not
sliding
it.
You're tying it.
No, but you could tie it, but then you have to untie it instead of sliding it off, because that we've not come up with it yet. Yeah.
Maybe like a big gold bangle around your neck.
Yeah, that's nice. That's
it just says married.
Yeah.
Like a dog collar.
All right, bondage. Okay, that's more prevalent. Sweet. Okay, I'm just trying to think, like, any kind of historical events that would have been changed by no finger.
Well, again, JFK.
No JFK, because you can't pull the...
Hey, a car's driven now. Does it count if my thumb is on the inside of
it? Yeah, that does count. And so the steering wheels will just be like a full filled-in wheel.
Like on playgrounds.
Great. Or like
babies learn to drive faster now because, like, hey, this is just like on that playground.
That's right. And so the age of high-end racing race car drivers will be much lower.
Because
you know they'll learn, and also they're way lighter.
It turns out the hardest part of learning how to drive a car is just coming to terms with the fact that you've got to loop your fingers around the steering wheel. That's the hard bit.
Would you have changed the uppercase Q?
Oh, because it's a hole with a dash in it?
It just occurred to me. Yeah. I apologize. Look, I would absolutely change it.
They're just separate now.
Yeah.
It's underneath. It's that
would have given it away really early on. But you wouldn't actually be able to get into a car because that's fingers entering a sort of a hole.
Oh, that's true.
So you wouldn't actually be able to sort of like go into caves, walk through doorways.
Houses.
Yeah.
Maybe every house just has like... a line that you can put your arms out of.
Yeah.
All hallways are really small so that your house slits in the side, arms out.
Yeah.
Walk through like a scarecrow.
Thin.
Yeah.
There'd just be no overhead roofs, I think, maybe.
Yeah. No clothes.
Yeah, unless you could have sort of like
you wake up in the savannah as well.
I mean, you could have a sort of a double wall. No, wait. I'm trying to figure out how you could do it with like a pergola. Or if it was just hovering roofs.
Yeah.
So maybe like roofs are sort of suspended from
single pole in the middle.
It's a single pole in the middle. Yeah.
And then you
never have a full loop around you.
Okay. It's kind of like a maypole situation.
Yeah, we need to figure out the definition of in. What counts as in?
Yes. I guess a lot of camping. We could camp.
And again, Alistair, you get to show off by walking on stage and then bringing your arms in. You're like, slid my hands into this venue. And people are like,
watch this.
What?
Oh my God.
Did he just put his fingers in a thing?
That's a much nicer demonstration than just fingering somebody on stage.
Fingering Ed Sheeran.
Check this out. Oh my God. You're fingering me.
That's great.
I meet the other guy who knows how to finger because he's fingering Ed Sheeran.
And then you both get in there.
Yeah, everybody fingers Ed Sheeran.
Gape him out, you know?
And the audience on stage. Yeah. She's like...
Initially, well, they boo.
Yeah, then they'd be like, no. You know
this
what?
Is good.
It's also funny for you to be like, finger it. Like, because...
What's the equivalent of being like, I didn't write these songs?
I didn't invent this maneuver.
I didn't invent fingering.
But I mastered it!
And then you put a second finger and everyone's like, no, this is good.
Yeah. Ed's enjoying himself.
Yeah, everyone's having a good time.
It's definitely better to survive this than to have been killed by the boss.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the ideal world.
Yeah.
Was it the ideal world before or after?
Well, I don't know.
I guess being able to go into buildings was a tough thing, but it just meant we used less resources.
Yeah, that's
building
true.
Buildings.
Streamlined foreplay.
Yeah.
It's a dream world.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
And I've also been Alistair.
And Alistair, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter at AlistairTB or on the Two in the Think Tank podcast or on Shusher Guided Meditations.
Great podcast. Everyone should listen to them. And thank you so much for coming on.
I could not thank you guys enough for this. Please come on my podcast soon.
We will.
We will.
Yes,
we will.
Can't wait to promise. Guide people in meditation.
Right. I mean, I do in every episode say, I'll be your shusher for today. So I have left it open that other people, I could have some guest shushers.
Yeah. Hello. Thank you for coming today. Today, I'm going to guide you to sleep by describing fingering.
I want you to get your finger and plop it gently.
Plop it.
Like it's falling out of an ass into your ass.
Plop. Plop it quite gently on the tip of your tongue. Now slide that bad boy to the back of your throat. Make sure you hit that gag reflex.
And now you're vomiting. I've been your shusha guy for today.
Just a taste.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can find us at Sandspants Radio, or you can find us individually. I'm at Douche13.
I'm at Old Dog the Dead.
And I'm at Goddammit Zammit.
If you want to hear our other shows, you can head to sandspantsradio.com and you'll find all our other content there. There's heaps. And if you want to support us, head to sandspantsplus.com. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you again next time. Good night for now.
But not forever.
Kisses.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.